Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So, on today's show, we will be discussing Divine Destiny, How to Live Naturally, featuring our lovely guests. But before we get into that, would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. All right, so we're going to get into this affirmation, then the yoga pose, and we'll be bringing our lovely guest right on. All right, so today's affirmation, our weekly affirmation, which is also posted on the blog spot, is the affirmation of nature. Now, you can choose to follow along. I did post the information up in the chat. If you're on the chat, you can follow there. You can say it with me, or you can say it throughout the week if you like to use these affirmations to evoke the spirit of nature in your life. All right, so here we go. I am open to receiving the gifts of nature. I respect and appreciate all the blessings nature has given to me. I observe and protect it to the best of my abilities, understanding that its beauty is an extension of my own spirit. I walk in balance and harmony and uphold the ancient ways. Ashe. So you can check that out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. Again, for anything that pertains to the show, all right, our monthly yoga pose is the bridge pose. The benefits of this pose is that it strengthens the back, the glutes, the legs, and the ankles. It also opens the chest, the heart, the hip flexors, and stretches the chest, the neck, the shoulders, the spine, and calms the body. It alleviates stress and mild depression, stimulates the organs of the abdomen, very, very important, the lungs and the thyroid. It rejuvenates tired legs and improves your digestion. So this is a great pose. It's a back bend pose. If you're interested in learning more about it, again, go over to the blog and there's an article where it teaches you step by step how to implement this pose into your yoga sequence. All right, so I hope you all are getting settled in and getting all acquainted. We do have our guest on the line. Peace, sister. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much. Peace to you.
Peace, queen. Well, before we go forward, I don't want to say your name wrong, so just say your name for everybody so we can, you know, all say it correctly and respect the queen.
Oh, no problem. It's Aziza Nubia.
Okay, I didn't want to go Aziza Nizna. Like, you know, I wanted to make sure that we got that correct. Okay, so Aziza Nubia. All right, this is a special queen, you guys. She is definitely putting in the work and definitely doing the work to educate sisters, but most of all our people, and I do like the, how you wrote that in the biography. So for my listeners, please introduce yourself and let them know a little bit about you, what you do, what you're into.
All right, peace, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Well, as I stated before, I'm Aziza Nubia. I am, first off, a wife and mother. That's, you know, the first, that's my first profession. And I'm just doing the walk, doing the work, you know, that my ancestors need me to do to help bring balance to this planet. I'm the editor-in-chief of Natural Woman magazine. And it's, you know, one of my, I guess one of my projects to help bring balance and bring love to the planet, as well as women. I feel like that's my particular focus because I am a woman and I have came from just, you know, I could, the situations I have been in throughout my life can really relate to a lot of women. And so I just want to help women to know that no matter where you come from, no matter what you have been through, you can be something and you can make change and you can inspire and shed your light to the world. And so, you know, that's why I'm here and that's what I do. You know, I'm light. I live my truth, and I want to just spread it. So,
great. This is definitely the platform to do so because that's the message that we like to enforce on Conversations with the Queen, definitely enlightening people. And, you know, through our own experiences, hopefully we can share information and, you know, give advice that will help other people better themselves and their lives. So what is Natural Woman magazine? Just, you know, talk about it? What does it promote? Those types of things.
Okay, well, Natural Woman Magazine is so funny because this idea of putting the magazine came along, me and my best friend, we put it together. It came along in 2009, just off of a conversation. We were talking, and I said, you know what, we should do a magazine, and we laughed. You know, that was it. And then as the years went by leading up until October of last year, October of last year when we launched, just life pushed us to do it. We didn't have, you know, when we decided the idea, we were just, you know, wanting to do something, put a magazine, but we were just led to just put this magazine together. We wanted to help women create their own business, to be able to promote their products. We wanted to help share stories and just really be a platform and an outlet for people to, you know, gain prosperity, to gain abundance, and just to live life and give information as needed. And through all of those things, Natural Woman was born, and our goal is to just give information about healthy living, natural lifestyle, how you can be eco-friendly with the planet, just how you can love yourself. That's the number one thing that I want readers to get once you read it. Just love, you know, just love yourself, because if you can love yourself, you can love anybody. You know, life becomes a lot better. And so, you know, that's how Natural Woman came about, and I'm just so pleased on how much it's grown, how easily it's came together. We have a great team of women who have, you know, worked so hard to put this thing together and make this thing happen, people who believe in the mission. So that's what Natural Woman is, and, you know, it's there, and we plan to do a lot with it.
That's a blessing. To definitely have that right team, especially when it's all women. Sometimes we tend to, you know, have some Western precepts and stereotypes that we bring along into the whole situation, and a lot of sisters don't get along with each other. But it's really great to have that unity, because from that we birth great things. So, you know, when sisters can get together on a positive note, you know some real changes are about to come along. So what are some of the goals for Natural Woman Magazine? What are some of the things you see it doing in the future?
The main goal is I want women around the globe to just unite. I want it to be a global network. I want everybody to know what Natural Woman is, and I want every woman to be able to identify themselves with being a natural woman, because it's not just for, you know, African-American women. I want African women, you know, women from Barbados, women from Haiti, women from Asia, women from Australia, everyone to identify with this and just really to feel empowered. You know, we have to help awaken the goddess that's within us. And that's the overall goal and pattern that I want out of it, is to help women to feel empowered, you know, feel strong, to feel like you're loved. And the only way that can happen is through within. So that's the goal. We do plan on venturing out to adding, doing actual, I guess, with TV shows or internet TV. We'll be starting a reality show showing the making of Natural Women, just tracking just our entire experience, just show that we created something out of an idea and just made it into something. And that will launch in the spring. So that's the overall goal, and wherever that takes us, I'm very pleased, you know, so...
Well, sounds like you got some great ideas going on and some great projects coming up. So definitely be sure to support you in that. So let's talk a little bit more about how to live naturally. So what do you feel a natural lifestyle is?
A natural lifestyle is, well, no, I guess a natural lifestyle would have to be you living your divine purpose. And living you, knowing yourself enough to be yourself. And that's really, really hard for a lot of people, because people just think it's just food, you know, eating natural food and using natural products and having natural hair. But it goes much deeper than that, because you have to change the way you think. You have to change the way, you know, you have to go on a spiritual realm and just really change yourself, because it's our natural state to be abundant. It's our natural state to be happy and to receive joy. And so... being natural living is just a whole, just being in tune with your higher spiritual self, and being able to generate prosperity, being able to be happy and have good relationships with everybody. And that's something really, really big that you see amongst women. We can't get along. You know, it's just crazy. I don't even understand it. We can't get along, and it's because we don't really love ourselves. We're not in tune with our natural selves. And so I would say natural living is just really getting rid of everything that's artificial, everything that's not you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't even know who they are, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just really just spending that time with yourself to get to know yourself, to know what you are on this planet, what are you here to do? You know, what are you here to share with the world? What is going to be your print in the world? And so that's what I feel like natural living is, you know, being your authentic self and getting rid of anything that's artificial.
Mm-hmm.
Anything artificial.
Definitely. I mean, that's a great, great definition of natural living, because you touch deeper than just the surface of it. And I think, you know, it's the trend now to be eco-friendly and green and all this stuff, but, you know, what we have to realize, especially as melanated people, that our ancestors, that's how we lived. We didn't need to go green. We were green. So, you know, that's how we established our civilizations, our empires. We didn't pollute the way this society pollutes. So, how is the lifestyle that we are living now not necessarily in accordance with the natural lifestyle, or it's not good for us, or it wouldn't be considered natural?
Well, one thing we do, we overconsume. We use so much and give back so little. And that's a big, big thing, because we all are living on this planet Earth together. And, you know, we have to be able to balance that out. We just can't keep taking and taking and taking and not
mm-hmm.
give back and giving back what you're taking. And
mm-hmm.
so that's one thing I see. And then another thing is the food. You know, we have really become where we can't even take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be truly independent and to be able to have, you know, have your own food source, be able to have your own thing. We're too dependent on things, and I don't think that's natural, because we're already here on this planet to do a purpose. And once you give
mm-hmm.
your power to something else, you can't really, you know, do the work that you're here to do. So that's another thing that I feel like it really needs to change. And it's just overall, from the food to the way we
mm-hmm.
think, to the music. We just really have gone as a society out of alignment of what our ancestors left for us to do. And it's really time for us to get back to that. You know, it's time to wake up and start to get back on track. I was visiting my family this weekend, and, you know, my cousins, they were listening to YouTube and watching some just crazy video, just, you know, something that was just so random, didn't make any sense, and it had over 1 million viewers. And then when I look at certain videos that are talking about something positive and conscious, you know, it's only 30 views. It's not a big thing. So it's like, well, society has really just flipped it. You know, we're just really just off course.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to really first learn, know who we are, know ourselves, learn your history, know your culture, you know, get in tune with the planet. Because one thing about natural living, you have to be in balance with the planet. If you're not in balance and have a good relationship with Earth, meaning you can, you know, just have love for everything and everybody on this planet, you know, we're going to be in bad shape like we are now. So we can go on all night.
Oh, definitely.
The things that need to be changed, you know, so we can start seeing progress. And there is change being made. And like you said it before, you know, it's starting to become a trend now, the green thing and being vegan. But then you have to watch out for those things, because you may think those are natural, but that's setting you up for a trap yourself. Because when you get into the vegan and wanting to grow natural, you go to grocery stores, you still get GMO products that are labeled as organic. You know, so it's really deep as starting to grow your own food. You know, be self-sustainable. Grow your own food. You can grow food. I've seen people grow food in their apartments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make your own products. You know, I know a lot of sisters out there may be on, you know, government assistance as far as getting food stamps. You can buy a lot of your skin and hair care products, you know, and start making your own business, start sustaining yourself. You know, no matter what situation or place you are in, start to find a way to sustain yourself. Make pathways for prosperity and manifest things to come your way so you can start to be self-sustainable and you can start to be more natural, because when you're more self-sustainable, you don't see a lot of that worry that we go through constantly about worrying about school and bills and all this other type of stuff starts to go away, because then you're in control and then you can, you know, you live life is much easier. You can do more. So I'm not sure if I went off topic. I can do
that. You definitely hit questions I didn't even ask yet. So you definitely were on point with that answer. That was a very thorough answer. So with that being said, and with the validity of why we should live a natural lifestyle, what it is, and how we're not living one, so, you know, what are some of the things you in particular do to enforce, you know, natural living in your life?
Well, the first thing I had to do was I had to practice what I preached. I had to do it myself. You know, I had to be the change I wanted to see in the world. Meaning I had to, I started off with the, because I was the best soul food cooker. You go to my house 2 years ago, it'll be chicken, ribs, everything. So I had to change, first off, my diet. Change my diet completely. That was the first step for me. And started getting into yoga, into meditation, started reading more books, stopped watching TV, reading more books, learning more, and just really connecting deep within myself. And once I started to really see how I changed and evolved, I felt like it was time for me to start sharing this with people. And so I got into crystal healing. That's my favorite, because I am a natural healer. And I started getting into crystals and going through teaching people about crystals, started doing readings and just helping people to just really find their divine self. Because once you are in tune with your divine self, you can start to live naturally. And that's easy. And I felt that was the biggest thing, because a lot of times you can tell people everything about food and how to eat healthy food, and people will eat healthy and they'll still have the same problems that they were having in the beginning. And so it goes much deeper than the food. Is really about how you think of yourself, how you feel about yourself. And those were some of the things that that I've done to try to reinforce it. Did a lot of work in Nashville, putting on a lot of events and health awareness. I really got a big start working with another Avenue Cultural Resource Center in Nashville. It's a nonprofit, and they teach people how to be self-sustainable. And I did a lot of work with there, and I learned so much just with that organization about learning about the food and why you should grow it, and how sometimes these grocery stores, this food isn't even real food, even when it says it's organic. And so I did a lot of work with that, and I started my nonprofit, Return to Balance, which is really my ministry, to really just teach people to get in tune with themselves. And then from that, the magazine just started to form out, because I wanted to get a bigger reach. Because I feel like this information really needs to touch our youth. Like, I have talked to a lot of people 18 and under, and just how their life is, the things they go through in school, and just their whole experience of life is so off kilter that I had to, you know, do something much bigger to try to reach them. So I live by example. Everything I do, everybody I meet, I would take it as an opportunity of healing the planet. If I can get a smile from somebody, you know, that's it. So I live naturally by just being me and sticking to my truth and being that example. So people can, you know, just spread the light. You know, you spread a flame and the whole thing will catch on fire. So
Definitely. All right. We do have 36 minutes left in the live stream. We will be taking calls shortly after the commercial break. We are here live with Sister Aziza Nubia of Natural Woman Magazine. We are talking about how to live naturally, our divine destiny. So we're going to get into these commercials real quick. When we come back, we will have a couple more minutes of presentation. Then we will get into the questions. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. If you're already on the call queue, all you have to do is press 1 to raise your hand for any comments or questions. All right, let's get into these commercials.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics, which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Having trouble losing weight? Feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy, and stressed? Peace, family. This is Tay Queen here to tell you about the Inside Body 30-Day Challenge. This incredible health and weight loss program is designed uniquely for your body chemistry. This treatment plan corrects your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, restoring your body, mind, and spirit back to optimum health and wellness, creating a happier and more harmonious you. All for an affordable one-time program fee of $75, which includes an individualized whole body meal treatment plan. Also try the Inside Body Herbal Garden Tea Formulas. These all-natural tea formulas can be used as a daily supplement to increase weight loss by cleansing the digestive system organs, as well as buildup of mucus and regulating your body's elimination. So order your teas today for the reasonable price of $15 per half-ounce bag, shipping and handling included. For more information on how to get started on your challenge, or to learn more about our garden tea formulas, visit www.InsideBodyByConcier.com. That's www.InsideBodyByConcier.com. Contact Inside Body through the email conciergethoughts@ymail.com. Call them at 717-943-5025 or like them on facebook.com/HealIself. That's HealEyself. Don't forget to mention you heard about the challenge through Conversations with the Queen and receive your free tea formula when you sign up. So stay healthy, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay woke.
I stay woke. 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right. We are back from that quick commercial break. We are here live speaking on Divine Destiny, How to Live Naturally with Sister Aziza Nubia. And we are just going to get into the rest of this presentation real quickly, and then we will be taking calls. All right, the call-in number again is 917-932-8881. If you're already on the queue, just press 1. All right, so back to speaking about our divine destiny. So what is the term divine self, and what does it mean?
I would say a divine self is being, you know, who you truly are at the core of yourself, and being and living that truth and showing that in your everyday life. And when I say your divine self, knowing yourself, it takes time to really get outside of, you know, what the world's perception. A lot of times people feel that they are what the world thinks they are, instead of just really finding out who you are. What do you like? Who are you? You know, what turns you on? What are your gifts? What are your talents? And then tapping into that natural ability of to bring forth what it is you need, tapping into your natural abundance, and knowing that it's okay and it's right to be happy every single day of your life. And that's what living divinely is, and that's what your divine self is, and not being afraid to show that. We're all different. We all have gifts, and it's enough of us, and the world is big enough for everybody to reach that top, reach that mountaintop, and to have that life they desire. And, you know, that's what I feel, you know, that's what your divine self is. And just tapping into that, taking the time to just tap into that and who you are, finding out, asking yourself questions. If you ask yourself the right questions, you get the answers. You are, you know, you are the thing you've been looking for your entire life. And once you tap into that, your life becomes easier. Then you get to the point where, whoa, I'm in control. So what am I going to create with my life? What am I about to do with my life? Instead of just going with emotions or where life is taking you, you get in the driver's seat and you just start to create the best, I call it movie. Because I always tell people the things that I go through is going to make the best movie when it's over. So you have to really look at life like that, you know, because you have this chance to do so much great with this life, this opportunity, and, you know, don't pass it up. Do not pass it up.
Definitely. I think the greatest barrier is something that you touched on early on in that answer, which was, you know, not tapping into our infinite, not understanding that we are limitless, and actually limiting ourselves and our options and our choices by the thoughts that we think and perceiving ourselves as the world perceives us and not as we truly are. And I feel like that, in combination with the fact that we are subjected to this mindset in a society that perpetuates depravity and lack thereof, and everybody not having enough, poverty, and all these different concepts that are actually man-made concepts when you really peep it. Because how can you be homeless in a place where if you are educated, you can build your own house, you can have your own land? How can one own land? How can, you know, these concepts and these things, these are man-made things, and a lot of times when we look back in our ancient societies, we didn't have these same concepts that this Western society has now. So we have to deprogram from that whole mindset and really, really tap into our true selves, like you said, and our divine self, and really begin to let that abundance flow.
Yes.
So why do you choose to focus on women of color?
I chose really just because I'm a woman, you know, and I have gone through so much. Like, I was a teenage mother. I had my first child at 16. I've been in abusive relationships. I've been, you know, at a point where you had nowhere to go, you know, been living from place to place. And I know what it feels like to not love yourself, to not feel that you're beautiful, to not to feel that you're sexy. And that's not a good place. It's not a good place. I've been overweight. You know, I've done had the weaves and did everything, the color, the fake contacts, doing all these things just to feel good about myself. And once I grew out of that and started to evolve and be who I am, I just realized so many other women have gone through the same thing, if not even worse. And so I feel like I can just really connect and relate to a lot of women, a lot of young women, a lot of older women, and just to really see, you just have to heal, you know, heal ourselves and know that whatever you have gone through, that just makes you stronger, you know, that it makes you stronger. My sister, I was talking to her last night, and she said something so powerful to me. She said, you know, you don't sit there and let your spirit waste away, you know, just being in poverty consciousness. You know, your spirit is the thing that gives you that push, to push through challenges and to overcome obstacles. And so you have to be able to allow that part of you to just to live and to just grow and just to be that light. And so women, you know, I feel like I can help women see that, you know, and to feel comfortable with themselves, to feel comfortable with their sexuality, to be comfortable just being their beautiful selves, to be comfortable and love your hair. And that's a big, big thing, because if a woman does not love the way she is, if you don't like your hair, you don't love yourself. Mm-hmm. And so your confidence will be low. And so that's another big thing. And so it's just really, I feel like women just need that love, and we need to really just step out of the box of where we have been for so many years and begin to be who we were meant to be and take our place. You know, we are the mothers of this nation. You know, we birth babies. We are the first teachers of the generation. Mm-hmm. You know, and the way things are going now, it's, you know, something needs to be done to change this, you know. And so that's why I felt like women should be the target, because with women, you know, we do so much. We do so much. And, you know, if we have to liberate ourselves and to, you know, to grow, to grow.
Definitely. I 100% agree with everything you just said. And women of color, we tend to have this really warped self-image of who we are, because we view ourselves through the eyes of the media, through the eyes of the self-hatred that was inbred into our families and into our parents. And so even though, you know, even sometimes our families, they might have had better intentions, but they still did certain things that just reinforced negativity and a negative mindset and low self-esteem in us. So, you know, it's just really important that we break out of that part of ourselves, because it's like you said, we're the foundation, you know, we give birth to the nation, you know what I'm saying? We're the first teachers, like we discussed last week on our show on holistic parenting. So it's really imperative that we get it together, because if we don't get it together, then everything is definitely lost. So, you know, kudos to you for really bringing that, you know, to the forefront of our focus on our awakening journey. So how has your personal journey helped you to create these wonderful projects that you have going on?
I would say being a mother, my children, I have 6 children, and me and my husband, we want to be able to provide for them and give them everything that they need. And they are the reason why I do what I do, because I want to be able to leave them with much more than just, you know, whatever could be in a will, but with a legacy. They help me because I have to be that example for them, because they represent me. My immortality as a woman lives through my children. And so everything I do is because of them, because they are the next generation and they will birth the next generations. And doing the work that I do and being that example for them will show how great, you know, that just that lineage will be and what will birth out of that. And so that was the main thing. And just everything I have been through in my life has shaped me into the woman I am today. I just want to give that love to the world and to be that change. And you know, that's why I do what I do. And that's, life has led me to this point, and I'm so happy, and I'm still on the ride. You know, I'm just 26, and I plan to live a long time and to just learn so much more than what I know now, and to see so much more and to do so much more. And, you know, I'm ready. You know, it's life is fun now. It's like I can shape it the way I want to shape it, and I can do the things that I want to do, and then just enjoying the reward and the happiness and just knowing that you're doing something good. You know, you're doing something to love. You're doing something good. And that really touches my heart a lot. You know, I love to being able to be a mother. I homeschool my children. Being able to be a mother, do what I do, and then be able to take them with me and show them. And, you know, that's the best teacher themselves, and them being in school and just being taught to remember a bunch of stuff. They can actually see it. And so
exactly.
That's why I do what I do. You know, my children, they help ground me. They help keep me strong.
That's wonderful. It's great to see another young sister out there making great and impactful changes. So really quick before we start taking calls, give us 5 major tips for living a natural lifestyle. What are the 5 big things that you would say to do?
The first thing would have to be, you have first change the way you eat. You know, grow your own food. Get into learning how to grow your own food. And if you can't, shop local. Get local food and talk. Read ingredients. You know what you're doing. Drink healthy water. Get off the city punch. You know, drink healthy water, more water. Just change your diet completely. Get into meditation and yoga, because those things right there really help you tap into your inner self, to know yourself, to know what's really going on within you, because the world is within you. You know, once you start to change yourself on the inside, the world outside of you starts to change. And so tapping into that. And then next thing is just healing your relationships, healing the past and letting go. That's a big, big thing. Because like I said, you can eat healthy. you know, you can exercise all day, but if you don't deal with the stuff under the surface, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get too far. The fourth thing would be start to be more self-sustainable, creating your own way, creating your own business. If you like, I say this all the time, if you love to bake cakes, you bake those cakes or find a way how you can make it baking those cakes. You know, work, value yourself. Know that you are worth it and know you are worth anything that it is you want to do and you need to get. And then the fifth thing is just love yourself. Love yourself, because if you love yourself, you'll love your brother, you'll love your sister, you'll love your planet, and you'll be that embodiment of love. And I think with all those five things, you'll be natural. You'll be living naturally, divine, and be a lot more happier.
Definitely. I agree wholeheartedly. Great information, great advice. And so let us know the website for your magazine, any upcoming events or important news that you want to share with the listeners. Just let them know.
Okay. Well, Natural Woman Magazine, you can check that out at www.asknaturalwoman.webs.com. We'll be looking out for our reality show that we'll hit in the spring. Our February issue is dedicated just to sex, but in a positive light. It's really the sex education of sex, because we go so deep. And it's really teaching people what sex is all about. And that's, I'm very excited about that issue, because I want that information out. I want people to learn, because there's so many women out there who have sex and don't even enjoy it, or even women out there who don't even know their yoni, afraid to touch it and afraid to feel it and afraid to get in tune with it and not even tapping into that power that makes you the goddess that you are. And so that is a very, very beautiful issue. We have Tamia, the R&B Grammy nominee. She has an interview, and a lot of great people. Maketa Valletta, Maya Brewer. She is a yoga instructor, master yoga teacher, a sister, older sister at that, and she is so powerful. She's so powerful, and her story is just phenomenal. And so our February issue is really, really hot. You can subscribe. The magazine is free, because the information is free. It's for the people. And that's it. That's the project we have coming up. Be, you know, looking for Natural Woman. We are going on tour starting February. We'll be hitting New York, and just traveling across the country, just sharing and, you know, making the world a natural place.
Okay.
And so be on the lookout for Natural Woman.
Okay. Give them the website real quick.
It's www.asknaturalwoman.web. webs.com.
All right. You heard it here. So definitely go and support the sister, subscribe, get the information, and support her 100%. Okay, we will open the lines to start taking calls. We have 17 minutes left on the live stream. Again, if you are listening through the live stream and you would like to call in with your comments or your questions, call in through the number 917-932-8881. If you're already on the line, just raise your hand by pressing 1. We do have some callers on the queue with their hand raised. Caller from the 508 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hi, Queen, peace.
Peace.
Hello.
This is Jerrica. Peace, sister.
Peace, peace.
Thank you so much for the show and your information. I picked up a lot, and my comment is just that, it's very short. Oh, boy. You know, it's very powerful that you're doing so much. It's an inspiration, really, that you have, you're on that journey, and it's something that I look up to. I will also have an example from you on learning effective planning and going inside myself to resketch, because I've learned that I'm a part of this plan that's so ineffective nowadays, and it doesn't work. So it's really cool that I was able to tune in to a show with substance, and you've taught me so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's so I appreciate you. Blessings to you, sister.
Peace. Thank you for calling in. Wonderful comment.
All right, love. Peace and blessings.
All right, we do have another caller. Caller from the 407 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the topic? Peace, 407 area code. Okay, I guess they're just listening.
Hello. I heard someone say hello.
Hello? I don't know. We can't hear you. If you still want to call in, definitely just keep your hand raised. We'll come back to you at the end. Caller from the 386 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hi, I just have a question. By the way, she has a lot of great info that she shared. She made a statement in reference to living naturally by letting go of the past. I just want her to speak a little more on that, if she could.
That's a good thing. Well, letting go of the past is really, really deep. It's really healing from the situation that we have gone through, and the best way I could tell people on how to do that is really to find the positive out of that past situation that caused you so much pain. If you can find the positive and make peace with it, you know, it's gone at an instant. It's gone at an instant, because anytime you can think about the past and it gets you mad or gets you upset, you haven't let it go. And so it's really just looking back and finding that positive out of it and being really able to let it go. And one thing, when you let it go, you have to be able to have something there to replace it, and then allow yourself the time to heal.
Wow, you just gave me confirmation, because I have, like, you just gave me confirmation. I really can't even say anything else.
Wow.
And by
well,
the way,
I'm glad that helped. I said I'm glad that helped.
Okay. Thank you. And this is a nice show.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. We do have another caller. Caller from the 865 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Actually, no, I just got a comment. I just want to thank you, Tay Queen, for inviting me. This is Kalua Malachi. I've been meaning to be able to try to listen in on your show, but it's quite this victory. But I give everybody on the show honors tonight, and peace and love to you. Thank you for letting me be a part of your show.
Oh, thank you for calling in, and thank you for the support.
Okay.
All right. It's great to have the brothers come out and support the sisters who are definitely putting in work, and same vice versa, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about unity. So we, you know, hope that we continue to support and balance each other. And I'm going to come back to this one caller from the 407 area code. Hello, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions? I guess not. I guess they really just couldn't hear us. Well, that's okay. So, Aziza, do you have any last comments, anything that you want to just say to encourage people out there, last words?
I think really just believe in yourself and know that you can do it. It's, you know, the fact that the thoughts came to you, whatever it is you're dealing with, that thought came, means you have that ability to do it, and you just have to work through it. And when we go through challenges and struggles, you know, it's a test. It's just a test to see, you know, how much you want it, and to remember that it's a test, and it'll be over soon. And just, you know, love each other. You know, women love our men love our women. You know, be examples for our children, because the world needs it. If you haven't looked, if you haven't listened to the radio, if you haven't watched the TV, the world is in such a bad place right now, and we need more people to stop just sitting there reading your books, stop sitting there talking, stop sitting there putting on YouTube videos, start doing some work, one, to sustain yourself, be that example, sustain yourself, and to leave something for your children,
That's one thing that that's so powerful. I come from a family, a big family. We had so many acres of land back in Alabama back in the day, and all of that's gone. It was so just for the love of money, you know, and that had value. And so remember our youth, they are the future, so instill into them, you know, don't forget our youth. Women, remember your baby girls watch you. They watch you, and they're gonna mimic you. You're that example. And then women also remember that your sons, you know, their voice, your voice, the way you treat them, that's the way they're gonna feel about themselves. Do not disrespect them. Don't disrespect their fathers in front of them. Encourage them and uplift them, because as men of color, especially in this Western society, they have it so hard, and it's just getting harder, and it's getting worse. There's really stuff out there. I touch a lot on, I guess I'll say, homosexuality, and that's really engineered, and people need to wake up and to really see what's going on to start making some changes and just believe some of the stuff that might seem so outrageous. Start to just research it, and just remember, you're worth it. I can go on and on, but if you can't get anything from this show, just know that you can do it. You know, if you have a purpose, if your purpose is to help heal the planet, do it. You know, this is the time to do it. Your ancestors are there and giving you that information, giving you that push to do it. All you have to do is start it. I'm telling you, it's so easy. The magazine, when we started the magazine and said we were going to do it, we didn't know how it was going to happen. We didn't. It was just, you can look at, go to the website and look at each issue and see how big our staff has gotten. People have just been coming together. You know, the universe has sent these people, and, you know, it's coming together, and it came from nothing. Nothing at all. So you can do it, whatever it is you want to do. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, sis, for coming on, and I hope everybody continues to support this sister, because she seems like she's doing big things and is going to continue to do even bigger and better things in the future. So thank you for spending this time with us on Conversations with the Queen.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and peace to you. And any way the magazine can support your show and what you're doing, please, we have to, you know, hook up later and set that up, because I really support what you're doing.
Definitely. All right, so thank you so much. And if you can't get inspired by this show, I don't know how you're going to get inspired. All right. Definitely. One quick last comment. I want to promote the I Am Courage Grand Opening Expo Sunday, January 27th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be a great, great grand opening. If you remember the show we did with Brother Adisa L., talking about courage, rites of passage, and the whole movement. So if you're in the area, if you're up in Canada, definitely go and check them out. The address is 1704 Ellington Ave West. The website is iamcourage.webs.com. If you can't get up there, please support the movement. Please support the things they're doing great things in the community, and they're on the rise as well. So their DVD will be available soon as well. So definitely go over there. If you can't support physically, definitely support with donations and love and support, and, you know, be encouraged. All right. We are going to take it out with this last song. I think it fits. Immortal Technique, Natural Beauty. Be sure to come back and check us out every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also check out us next week. We're going to have the sister Shira from Sugar Free TV on YouTube, the YouTube star. She is a wonderful sister. We're going to be speaking about giving life, and her whole movement, what she's putting together. So come back next week. Support the sister. We're going to be doing it up big. All right, peace, you all. And let's play it out.
up in a funny spot. Self-hatred leaking out they mouth like a money shot. Movie star, Hollywood, Babylon fantasy. Bunch of peacock bitches in a cocaine canopy. And if you healthy, they make you think you're a manatee. Look how they invented this Eurocentric insanity. Got you brainwashed to the point you're bleaching your skin. Blind to the truth and can't see the beauty within. Cause ain't nothing wrong with exercise to tighten your thighs. But there's something wrong with contacts and light in your eyes. We going backwards from a hip hop in the park to the experiments by Dr. Kenneth Clark. So after the cannabis, I'ma have to handle this. Release the pressure on her and open her like an amethyst. The opposite of the cultures we topple. These magazines got you caught in a hustle. Cause when you starve yourself, your body doesn't burn fat, it burns muscle. And men who don't even like women control the business. That's why the women look like men and the men like bitches. I break it down and God is my witness. Remember Sambo, caricature, characteristics. Now who got the collagen under their lipstick? Implanted Arabic hips, surgical sickness. A bipolar society that claims to be righteous. Spray painting artificial melanin, trying to be like us. Living in a pathetic epidemic of schizophrenic, buying a synthetic body with credit. You're mad that I said it, but you know that I'm right. Find a natural beauty and get you some natural love tonight.
Give up the